encouraging the professors.
Yes, senor.
He's a graduate of Princeton University, very big university.
I think he was the president of his class.
Maybe.
He's president
of his class?
He was the president of his class in Princeton.
Oh. Caller.
Yes.
Distinguished hand, he's right man.
Yes. South men are handpicked. It takes a very special devotee to be able to speak with these professors intelligently.
Yeah.
At the library convention in San Francisco, we had that booth there.
Oh.
So I went to see them, and they appeared very professional. Their suits and wigs.
Successful?
Mayar Boibhav, this material advancement, a advancement of Maya, big building, nice road, nice motor car, nice. Surely it is material advancement, admitted. But this advancement is advancement of the illusory energy. So what is wrong there? Suppose that the wrong is there, that this material world is temporary. We have come here, temporary, 25 years, 50 years, at most 100 years. We are already illusion, and we become more illusion. Then we forget our real business, mura, we remain mura. Supposing if there is next bar, so who is very much anxious to know what is our next bar? Nobody is. Blindly going on. Very nice church, but understand what for this church is, what is God consciousness. Just cultivate this knowledge. No, big church. Live nice building, nice happy life, but don't forget Krishna. Then what is the use of this life? And if you forget Krishna, then the result will be crying and you will be facing with problems. Why and now what to do? So many problems will be there. So the problems cannot be solved simply by possessing big buildings.
Shall we get out and walk through the Prabhupada?
Anyone?
You want to walk?
Yes. But how will walk if it is dripping?
It's raining. You can ride along the beach.
Sare Mahajan Maya Deepke Koroe Gaga. There are so many churches.
This is a special area. All over America there are very expensive churches. In India, you do not see so many temples. I was surprised when I went there first, because there are, you do not see very many big, gorgeous temples. But here, everywhere, there are big, gorgeous churches.
In India and South India.
South India is full.
Oh, South India. North India, not.
Yeah. You have not seen Jagannath then?
No.
Beginning from Madras, very beginning. Mm. And Vrindavan also, that Ranganath temple.
Yes. There are some nice temples in the north.
And south, many. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. These are all university house or private?
Some university and some private. After here, these are private ones.
Yeah. All very nice house.
Yes.
Let them, every house, small temple, perform kirtan, then this will be all success. Do not cook meat, nice prasada. Everything can be utilized, but better for them. Now in the morning they are sleeping. Nidra hyate naktang babayana cha babaya. At night, either sleeping or sex. And daytime, diva charte haya rajam kutumba varane nava. Daytime, where is money? Where is money? No? 70 miles, we go there, there is some money. All right, take money. Then what is the next thing? Kutumma bharane nava. Just to purchase for the family, finish money. Again tomorrow. And what is business of your spiritual life? No time. What can be? Night you are busy in this way and day you are busy. Where is the time? Don't bother us. To make them devotees, they will not become?
Not very easily.
Bhogai sajja prasaktanam tayapo hitachetasam dausatmika buddhi prabhidhiyat. Therefore, too much attachment for material enjoyment is disqualification for spiritual life. So the Western world is turned up for being too much attached to material enjoyment. Therefore lagging behind a spiritual life. Vedic civilization is not to encourage too much for material. Minimize. That is Indian civilization. They, if they had money, they used to spend for constructing big temple, not for residential. Maybe the king only had a big palace, common man, they didn't care for big parents, their parents were living. Common man would be very glad to live in a cottage, a small garden for growing vegetables, fruits, small lake, that's all. Not wasting time for big, big buildings, big wings, what is called? Amenities?
Amenities.
It is good you have done this, but make this Krishna consciousness also one of the paraphernalia. Then it is very nice. But they are not inclined. Hare Krishna.
Newspaper, there were pictures only.
You have the clippings?
Yeah, it's posted.
Every house, however poor he may be.
The road along the North Shore where the Baha'i Temple is, that's very small.
Tell him?
About Big Town has got maybe 10 television stations. Of enjoyment are available.
Center variety is crying.
That's becoming very popular.
Yeah.
Time magazine, they say that by the time a child is 15 years old, he will have seen 11,000 murders on television.
Wow. In Detroit, 1 out of every 1,000 people gets murdered every year. In Detroit, that's the biggest crime city in America. 1 out of every 1,000 people gets murdered every year. If you live there for 50 years, you have 1 chance in 20 of being murdered.
Prosperous. The business is slaughtering. All butchers.
Butcher community.
Huh?
The butcher community.
So the problem, we were recently looking at a very big house in Detroit. It's a mansion. It's got much already onyx marble. They say to build it again today would cost $6 million. They're just asking for $350,000. It has
why?
Because it's such a huge place and. It's not in a very exclusive neighborhood. It's surrounded by a 6-foot-high stone wall. It's on 4 acres of land. And in the room that to rebuild it, because of all the onyx marble, there's $100,000 worth of gold leafing work throughout the house.
What was it used at?
It was the Fisher Mansion. Fisher, you know, Body by Fisher.
Oh, Body by Fisher.
And the man was a little eccentric. It's a what are they, Moorish style.
No, it is not running.
Yes, we can go and stop here.
Moorish style. Price there?
$350,000.
So it is very cheap?
Yes. What is the neighborhood?
It is just... just south.
There's a big stone fence.
Of the wealthiest neighborhood, it's about 6 blocks away.
Is it a crime place?
No.
In Detroit, there were incidents.
Also, there is threatening of life. Some Brahmin boys are living with us, so they are threatening. You are living with these lechers. If you don't give up, then your life is in danger. So they have gone to Mahaprabhu. Some Brahmin boys, they came and joined.
Yeah, those boys.
Yeah.
Oh, and the other Brahmins.
Yeah, the third. Threatened.
You got a report?
Yeah.
Happy that we're taking to Krishna consciousness.
Yes. Brahmins are scenting danger because they see that these Europeans are worshipping deity temple, then gradually there will be no caste Brahmin.
Prabhu also had difficulty with the caste Brahmins?
They complained to the magistrate that what kind of religion he is introducing. It is not our Hindu religion. So, chastise him.
Watch it.
Report of the Brahmins, the police came and broke the drums. It was not the fault of the Mohammedans. The Brahmins lost complaint against Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he has to take step. They said it is not Hindu religion. They are disturbing God by chanting so loudly. Now the God is sleeping and they are disturbing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So stop this. So what can he do? After all, he is public servant. Therefore, he took step.
I just come back from England myself. Another boy who was doing library work there. Went there after India festival. And so many very important schools all around the world that are known all around the world taking your books. Our last day was one of our most amazing days. We went to the Indian Office Library, the British government, because they've colonized India, they have so many books on India. This was the largest library like that in Europe. And the librarian, he looked at our books, and he says, yes, we should have all of these. So right on the spot, he ordered standing orders, one copy of every book. That same day, this was just 3 days ago, 2 days ago, we went to the biggest
book store. That is Aldrich.
Yes. This was another one. Babaji, yes. Yeah. You've seen that letter? Yes.
No, I've not seen any letter.
But you know Albert.
Yes, I went to see the ambassador.
He's very favorable. The biggest bookstore in the world. They're so big that they have three blocks. They take up sort of like three blocks, and they have three levels, three floors. So we went to see the manager, the man who owns, you know, the whole bookstore. And he says, well, I only deal with rare books. He says, well, this is why we've come to see you. And he says, I want three copies of every book. Yeah, three of every single book.
So they have ordered.
Yes.
Very good.
Just in a matter of about 7-8 weeks, over 100 professors, you know, taking your books there.
Standing order?
No, about 12 have taken standing, about 10 have taken standing orders, but others have taken books to use for their courses or for their own reading and for their own edification.
big schools like Cambridge, Oxford. As soon as they see the books, they immediately want them.
This is the rarest book. Not only rare, but rarest. There's no book throughout the whole world. Such book.
Professor, he was reading your Bhagavad Gita. It was on his desk when I came into his office.
Andre.
Yeah. And he says, oh yes, I know the Bhaktivedanta books. I've just got this book from one of my colleagues. And he says, I showed him the books. He wanted the standing order. He teaches Sanskrit and Indian religions and Indian philosophy. And he said, well, there's one book I was just reading, Bhaktivedanta. He mentions it, the Nectar of Devotion. He says that you didn't show me that. Do you have that one? So I brought the books back to him that same day. And when I brought them, his students, they were in class, and they came out of the class and they started looking at the books themselves, you know. And they really wanted to, you know, to be sure that they could have a chance to read them in their course. They were really happy that he was buying them. So oh, these are Krishna conscious books. We've read some of these before. These are really nice.
In Krishna, his all sinful reactions stop. Krishna iti varnadvayam. Rupa Goswami says, what nectar is there in these two alphabets? Krishna. Krishna iti varnadvayam. Greater enthusiasm, go on with book distribution. They will benefit it, and distributors also will benefit. Krishna says, Jayavam Paramam Guyam Madhvakti Shavidana. Nachata Smart Manishesh, Vashchit may play with. If you want to become quickly recognized by Krishna, then make propaganda for this Krishna consciousness movement. And once recognized by Krishna, then you are going back to home, back to your guarantee. It took from London to here, come?
Yes. How many hours?
Yeah.
On the plane it took about 10 hours.
Huh? 10 hours. Yes. From London to Chicago?
Yes.
Not much, 10 hours. Staying at Bhaktivedanta Manor? No.
We stayed there most of the time, and the first 2 weeks we stayed at Burry Place, because there are about 6 schools that are in walking distance from the Burry Place temple.
So everything is going right?
Oh, yes, cultivating great. The president there, he's taking out the Sankirtan party himself.
Ah.
And the whole temple has become very enthused by this.
Very clear. Very
clear. How many devotees are there?
Very place, there's about, there are 3 traveling Sankirtan parties. There are about maybe 30 devotees there.
Yes, okay. And Bhaktivedanta Manor?
I think about maybe 35. Some of the boys go to Scotland frequently, so they sort of share the devotees with the 3 temples.
Edinburgh. So you had been in Edinburgh?
Pardon?
Edinburgh University?
No, I don't know. They have Prabhupada, they have a program there with the Indians. Mm. Indians are supporting the temple there now.
Mm-hmm.
The Indians, they're paying for devotees' prasadam and supporting the temple.
Another.
They make vows to give a certain amount to help the devotees out every week. They have a big chart. One, the Indian might make a vow that he'll pay for all the wheat or all the breakfast prasad for the devotees for that month. He'll give that much money. Very nice. They kind of compete with each other. see who's doing the most. And they go out and make life members. They make sometimes 5-6 life members in one day.
So we shall go further. What time is up?
6:30 now. Sometimes we have heard that a codicil is an inauspicious alignment of the planets, and therefore one has to counteract this inauspiciousness by more chanting.
No, no. It is the most auspicious. And chanting is more effective. Yes.
I remember you were instructing once that all of your initiated disciples should chant 25 rounds.
Minimum.
Minimum on this day. Is that a rule that we should all follow in our temples?
20. Yeah. 16 rounds.
No, I mean on Ekadasi.
Oh, yes. Ekadasi simply you should chant. No other reason. Nidjala.
No preaching work?
Eh?
Should they go out for preaching?
No, those who are preaching, not for them.
Oh.
Those who are sitting idle, for them. Has no other regulation, simply preaching. A preacher is so exalted. He hasn't got to follow any regulation. But don't take it. Actually, if one is busy in preaching work, that is first class. Not my manufacturer, but my Guru Maharaj. That Madam Maharaj, when he was Brahmachari, his name was Haigri. So he was to go somewhere. So, but he was sick. The Guru Maharaj was informed that he was sick and today is Ekadasi. He cannot take his regular meals. So Guru Maharaj said, no. He let him take immediately meals and go.
For preaching. Maharaj would sacrifice everything for preaching.
Oh, yes. He was not pleased. But Maharaj, he could not do anything.
Most pleased with you, Srila Prabhupada. We must be sure of that.
Now, unless he is pleased, what I am worth? It is due to his pleasure. Otherwise, what I am worth? Everyone says you have done wonderful. What can I do wonderful? It is by his pleasure. It is. Prasadad, Bhagavat Prasad. Maharaj has written that last night.
That your accomplishment has been very great.
He had to admit.
He admitted it. Publicly.
No, he has written me a letter. I invited him.
Coming to...
No, he has returned.
Oh, he has returned.